Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Wednesday, April 16th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. The new musical Real Women Have Curves will be hosting a post-show talkback next week. Joy Huerta, who co-composed the original score with Benjamin Velez, will participate in a conversation with fellow Grammy winner Gloria Estefan, whose own life story was dramatized 10 years ago in On Your Feet. The talkback, per BroadwayNews.com, will cover bringing pop music to Broadway, adapting their musical styles for the stage, and telling women's stories. It will take place immediately following the conclusion of the April 22nd performance at 7:30 p.m. and is open to all ticket holders for that night. Real Women Have Curves is currently in previews and officially opens on April 27th at the James Earl Jones Theater. Playbill is teaming up with the immersive Times Square attraction Rise NY for a new monthly concert series featuring performances from different current Broadway musicals. Called Torch Song Series, it launched last Thursday when current six actresses Nazha Hetzberger and Kelsey Watts performed atop the attraction's Torch Balcony, which oversees West 45th Street between 6th and 7th Avenues in Midtown Manhattan. A full video is now up on Playbill's website and on their YouTube channel. Passersby and spectators are invited to experience future performances for free. To get more information on performance announcements and dates, follow Rise NY on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And finally today, Time Magazine's annual Time 100 list is out, honoring the most influential artists, entertainers, athletes, politicians, leaders, and innovators of 2025. Among those included are three notable Broadway faces who have made their mark this current season. Nicole Scherzinger, who made her mainstem debut as Norma Desmond in Sunset Boulevard. Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, who after winning last year's Tony for Best Revival of a Play for Appropriate, got right back at it in New York with the new play Purpose. And Daniel Day Kim, who returned to Broadway last fall to star in Yellow Face. Also notably included are Adam Scott, who can currently be seen off-Broadway in Vanya, and John M. Chu, who directed both parts of a highly lauded and Oscar-nominated film adaptation of Wicked. Congrats to all of this year's honorees. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.